Erin could scarcely believe what she was hearing. The Jedi had been duped, had failed in their charge to protect the Republic. Master Zim should have foreseen the Sith plan.
She stared out the windows as they walked, barely seeing the Alderaanian landscape, the nearby river. She had fought Imperial forces on Alderaan, had beaten them into retreat. She wanted nothing more than to fight them again, now. Darnalla's voice brought her back to the present.
How did you know the Sith had attacked Coruscant before we exited the negotiation room, Erin?
I didn't, Erin admitted. Not with certainty. I only knew that...
She tried and failed to keep the emotion from her voice.
Master Zallo had been killed. And when I saw the look in the eyes of the Sith...
Sayo moved a step closer to her, as if he would protect her from her grief.
Master Zallo is dead, then,
Darnalla said, stiffening. Her words sounded tight, the grief leaking through her control.
You are certain?
Erin nodded, but said nothing more. Simply built a wall of her will to hold back tears. Sayo seemed to want to offer her comfort, but instead he did nothing.
We all mourn him, Erin,
Darnalla said.
And the others lost today.
Erin could not keep the anger from her voice.
Yet you would have us return to negotiate with those who did this.
Darnalla stopped in her tracks, turned to face Erin. Erin knew she had overstepped. Darnalla's voice remained level, but the heat in her eyes could have set Erin afire.
There are billions of people on Coruscant. Children. Their lives depend on us acting judiciously, not rashly. Your emotions are controlling your tongue. Do not let them control your thinking.
She is right, Erin,
Senator Amriss said, and put a hand on Erin's shoulder.
We must think of the good of the Republic.
Erin knew both of them were right, but it did not matter. She would get justice for Master Zallo, one way or another.
Forgive me, Master, she said. Senator.
I understand,
Darnalla said, and the group started walking again.
I understand all too well.